I think it's quite sad.
It's so disappointing.
They won't have fun like always.
Yeah, I'm not happy.
We are envy to be at the grandstand.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the Fan Reaction Show, a Carling Black Label Cup special. For the last year and a half, fans have not been allowed into stadiums due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, and unfortunately, it doesn't look like things will be changing anytime soon. It is very evident that fans are yearning to return to stadiums, with many asking, if England can do it, why can't we? The best thing we can do, though, is to be patient and support our favourite teams however we can. With all of that being said, it is no secret that this weekend's Carling Black Label Cup featuring Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates is causing much hype around the footballing community. As it is a derby that will be played in front of an empty stadium, this week we decided to ask our supporters a handful of questions. Firstly, we wanted to know how you were all feeling about the fact that the derby will be played in front of an empty stadium. We also wanted to hear your thoughts on who will emerge victorious. And last but not least, we also wanted to get your thoughts on the fact that this cup only involves two teams and should Black Label include more. As usual, you all sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show. First up, we wanted to know how you are all feeling about the fact that this derby will be played in front of an empty stadium. Here's what you had to say.
I think it's bad for a derby without supporters. It's very, very, very bad because the spark, the vibe, the players can't be motivated like if there is supporters in the stadium.
They won't have fun like always. So I don't think it's worth it for now.
So unfair. It's so unfair now because supporters, we are not going to the stadium at all, irrespective of derby or, but it's not unfair. Like the players need us to cheer them, need our support, need to see supporters singing for them.
No, I'm not happy about supporters. We're not going to rush our teams. I don't understand because overseas, the supporters, they rush the game, but in South Africa, no supporters watch the game. I'm not feeling all right. I'm not right. Maybe 100 supporters in stadium is enough. So I'm not happy about that.
Yeah, it's so disappointing for not seeing our teams at stadium. I so wish this COVID can go away. We really miss our boys, watching them playing at the stadiums.
I'm a supporter of Utengai Stadium, Kona. It's not fair, you know, because now Sazonjong will play number 12 at Grounding. So I wish Ngabe Sianiges with chance at least 50% capacity a stadium, like FNP, Elisha 90,000, then 45,000 can see, then or at least 20,000, 10,000 from Pirates, 10,000 from Kaizer Chiefs.
But I think the situation, Daniel, is a sea change. I want Mamela's follower, Marus, where COVID in 2000. It's affected our cool, and the but for President, and I want to stop on Minister of Sports, Gamelo Stavang, and at least no longer I want to my 500
feet. For my side, in terms of not having the fans in the stadium, I think it's not a good thing, but looking on the situation we are facing now, the situation of the pandemic, I think it's for the best. It's for the best because if you can check the statistically, most of the soccer fans, they did not vaccinate. So maybe until the 50% of the country is vaccinated, that's where we can think of our ministers and the SAFA to open for us for a stadium. But for now, I think it's for the best in terms of looking how the stadium can be packed. It will have a very bad result after the 90 minutes of the game. We might lose a lot of lives. So it's for the best, actually.
It's very sad for us. I think we are now going to the second season since the supporters were not allowed to go to the stadium due to this COVID-19 virus. It's still sad even now. And we are ready to go to the stadium. We are envy to be at the grandstands.
To be honest, I'm not happy for the supporters at this come now on a stadium. Because those two teams, Edi Baba, Launyake, the supporters, Orobe Monati Stadium. Oh.
Well, I'm not feeling well.
because of its derby. It's whereby people meet their families, the faraway families, whereby people can share the love and the happiness. You know, when it's a derby, it's whereby the pack of the stadium, the atmosphere. I can't explain it because of I'm so heartbroken because we won't see it because of the COVID. Yeah. And the players, as much as I know, they are worried. They're no longer getting that support that we usually support them. It's only them and their opponents in the pitch. There's no music, people that sing for them, people who celebrate the goals for them. Yeah, it's not well. Yeah, this COVID killed us.
I think it's quite sad that once again, you know, we could not finish the season before the last one going to the stadium. And it's quite sad that as fans, we are again not afforded an opportunity to attend one of the biggest games in the continent, Kaizer Chiefs against Orlando Pirates. I think COVID has really cost us. It depresses me just to think that we have a Soweto derby coming and unfortunately we can't go.
Next up, we had to ask you the obvious question. Who is going to win the 2021 edition of the Carling Black Label Cup?
I think Pirates is going to win the derby because Kaizer Chiefs not yet now. We've got a new coach who's still going to try to use his own philosophy. It's going to take time.
And I think Orlando Pirates will win this game because they've been resting all of these 2 months and we were busy playing Kev. Like, we didn't have a preseason like they are having. So I think they will have an upper hand on that.
Yeah, Pirates will win it. But still, they must look into this Black Label Cup because always it's only two teams playing. It's not fair for other teams as well.
I'm a Pirates supporter, but I think Chiefs will win it. Two not.
I think Chiefs will win. Izoyikhulela kalula iChiefs because iPirates binabo abadlali last season but ayenzanga kahle. Bekumele ngabe ichallenge iSundowns but ehlulekile. Manje iChiefs sinabadlali abathengela and bafuna ukuziveza kwicoach enja and then bazoziveza la ngeSunday mhlaka 1 uma besibhekana naye iPirates kwiCarling Black Label.
I give it for Kaizer Chiefs. Not because I'm a fan of Kaizer Chiefs, but their performance on the CAF Champions League made a difference. So I think the momentum that they still have coming from the CAF, it can make them to lift the trophy.
Anyway, Naki from Aliliko, Kosi, I know what Chiefs is low win at this time. If a 3-2, Kosi for life, gain experience, go Africa. I trust them. Good luck, Makosi.
It's my team, for sure. I mean, I can never, ever think that Orlando Pirates go to a derby and they have a chance. I think we have a chance to win the team. I know that Stuart Baxter is going to motivate the players.
And lastly, we ask, is it fair for only two teams to be involved and should more be included?
And Black Label, it's not fair as well, but it's been like that. What can we say?
So, yes, it's not fair what you got to learn about my two only. I wish being able to find a layer icon, especially So, yeah,
For the fact of the two teams competing on the cup, it's a good idea, actually. It's a good idea. I support it. I support Carling Black Label's decision because on their marketing also, it's one of the good strategy that they came about and it's benefiting for them. And it's also benefiting for our two teams. So I support the idea. It's a good thing.
We know that Chiefs and Pirates are the big brand and the big teams in South Africa, but can't they increase the number for the teams if it can be four teams, at least four teams? They can even use that strategy of Iwiza, Maize Mill Spectacular or Telkom Spectacular, the one that was there previous years.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following members of the Sokola Duma podcast team. The show is hosted, produced, and edited by Aidan Hewitt, and the graphics are provided by David Scullard. Brought to you by Soccer Laduma.